Joining us live on the line now is Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy. Okay, Darren, thanks for joining me here on a Saturday Sport on Highland Radio. And last night, as I say, your side 3-3 was the full-time result. And given the fact that there were three goals and the final 6 minutes of that match, was it an entertaining match, Darren?
To be fair, if somebody had said to me at the start of the game that you're going to go to UCD and score three goals, you'd probably thought you'd leave with all 3 points. But it was a game where two teams both played in the front foot. We were probably fortunate to go 1-0 up. I think it was after 16 seconds. It's probably one of the quickest goals I've ever been involved in. 16 seconds into the game, we're 1-0 up. UCD came back, made it 1-1. We then went 2-1, and then it was 2-2, and then we went 3-2, and then to go 3-2 up in the 88th, 89th minute, you probably think that you might see the game out, but unfortunately for us, UCD kept pushing, just like we kept pushing, and they got an equaliser later on in the game. And look, it had been probably a wee bit unfair on either team to leave the game last night without picking up something. So even though we didn't get the 3 points, I was very happy with the 1 point.
What was Darren Murphy's opinion on his side's performance last night over the 90 minutes, Darren?
My opinion has been probably the same that it's been all year. You know, it's a team that has been put together. They're very young. We do have a wee bit of experience in the likes of David Cawley and possibly Tony McNamee. But around that, we have a very young squad. The first time this season we have suffered really badly yesterday. We had a bug travelling down the road in the bus, so we lost players through an illness in the bus, and then we've also had players out through injury. So we were a very, very small squad yesterday going to UCD. We had only 15 players. The thing that really pleases me about this team and this group of players is that no matter what challenge has come their way this season, they just respond to it, and that's the most pleasing thing for me. I think the supporters have realised now, this year, they have a team that goes out onto the pitch, and we mightn't get the result we want every week, but we're certainly getting a level of performance that people can be happy with. You know, we have a group of players there now that want to be there. We have a group of players that enjoy representing Finn Harps in the First Division. And to be fair, we've been entertaining. And it's been nice that we've scored a lot of goals from open play, and we have people talking about us this season for the right reasons, and that's what's important to me.
Darren, in terms of squad personnel, no Conor Toorish from the Manchester squad last night, Tim Oliver-Hymer as well, the regular goalkeeper. Good to see young Conor Walsh, young Sligo and native. In terms of squad personnel, do you expect to see a few of the guys returning in the next few weeks?
Well, it's a difficult one, Kieran, because we're unsure where we are. Like, obviously, Tim, Jamie and Chris Latife all missed the game last night through a bug. There's a contagious flu going around Letterkenny, Donegal at the moment, and all three players picked that up. We had two picked up in the bus going down the road, so we lost them two players on the bus journey to UCD. We obviously have then Conor Tears, Max Hutchison, Aaron McLaughlin, Kevin Jordan and Martin Boulay all on the injured list. So we had 8 players out of our squad, and we only have a squad of 22. So for these guys, the ones that were left behind, to continually go out and perform at the level they have, I can give them nothing but praise and credit. When I seen what I was left with, you're looking at and thinking, how far into the well can we go? And to be fair to every one of them, they dug deep last night, and you know, to go to UCD and put on the performance that they put on and score 3 goals and unfortunately concede a goal late in injury time, but to come away from 1 point considering what we've went through this week has been magnificent. You know, right from the start of the season, I've had absolutely no issues with the players at any time. You know, we have had so many hurdles to come over in life and in football. You know, you look at the floodlight situation, you look at the water situation, you look at the injuries, You look at everything that's just come our way, and to be fair to these players, all they want to do is go out onto the pitch and give a good account of themselves. And in every game this year, they've done that. And that's the one thing that makes me immensely proud. They have a great belief in themselves, and they have a great willingness to represent the football club. And every time they take the field to play, I know, irrelevant of what 11 I pick, that each and every one of them will give 100%.
And finally, Darren, prior to kick-off last night, the Donegal business community got together in Dublin, and you also had the TV personality, Donegal native Tommy Martin there, women's international soccer player Tyler Toland was there, a former Manchester City goalkeeper in Ireland, goalkeeper Shea Given was there, and you were in attendance yourself. That was in relation to the new Finn Harps Stadium. What can you report from the event?
Well, when you mention all them names there, I just feel a wee bit of awe. You know, when you mention Taylor, obviously, who's from St. Johnson, and it's a young lady over at Blackburn, and she represents the county very well, and she's an Irish international, which is fantastic. You talk about Tommy Martin and Virgin Media, again, Donegal native, coming to show his support. Shea Given, a Donegal native, coming to show his support. And then you have the legend that is Jim Sheridan. He's sitting there as well, speaking about the 74 Cup final team, and then obviously our chairman Ian Harkin, who has been the driving force behind this new stadium over the past two or three seasons. For me to be sitting in that audience with that company, you do feel a wee bit in awe, but it just shows you how much talent there is around the county. And again, I know I said it last week, and I haven't got the opportunity to do it this week, but I'll definitely do it now. I just want to say a massive congratulations to Jim McGuinness and the Donegal players on winning the Ulster title. You know, what an exciting final that was, and it just shows you know, how sporting the county is, and how much success and how many sporting icons we have right throughout the county. And being there yesterday for the Donegal Dublin business community and seeing all those famous people sitting there, and then obviously watching Donegal last Sunday doing what they've done, it just shows that, you know, the county's in a good place, and everyone that's in the county want it to be successful. So, you know, a good event last evening, and along may that continue, and we keep pushing forward to try and get what we all want, and that's a new facility for not just Finn Harps, but for the whole community within Donegal.